Indiana has the second highest rate of parental incarceration in the nation. One Central Indiana program, which hopes to be used as a model for other states, connects inmates and their loved ones with resources before release. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan reports the aim is to make the transition out of jail easier and prevent people from going back.
The time lost with children can be one of the hardest parts of being incarcerated. Release means a chance to restore relationships.
The first thing out of their mouth were, my kids, where are my kids? I need to see my kids. I need to check on my kids. I need to know what's happening with my kids.
Rachel Hollick is a senior director at Volunteers of America, or VOA. She says her organization heard this again and again, working with mothers through a program it developed to strengthen families affected by incarceration. Another thing learned was how fragile the time of release was.
Where we have people drop out of services is in those times of transition. And so if we can start them with a support person while they are incarcerated and have that person follow them, the likelihood of them staying engaged in the services is significantly higher.
Those services include addiction treatment, job placement, therapy, and transitional housing. The VOA program was recently redubbed Bridge to Success and is now geared towards men. When Langston Hughes heard about it, he was serving 2 years for a probation violation, his second sentence. He says this time was a lot harder on his 8-year-old daughter.
In my situation, like, my child was hurt, that affected the way that she was around the house, the way she was in school, you know, a lot of acting out and misbehaving, and, you know, a lot of that had to deal with me not being there.
Experts say a parent behind bars impacts not just a child's behavioral wellness, but their physical health. The VOA worked with Hughes to lift his daughter's spirits.
They asked my daughter, like, what was she interested to get into? And, you know, she had told them dance school because, you know, she real big on the dance and whatever. So, you know, they was going to put her in dance school.
Before prison, Hughes helped his mother and sister financially. The VOA program helped pay some bills.
And it also eased my burden a lot because, you know, in there, it's like you can't do nothing but think. Thinking word is a stress reliever.
Besides stress, more than a third of inmates report a combination of past substance abuse, at least one mental health issue, and trauma. The VOA program involves a trauma-informed care approach. It's not what's wrong with you, but what happened to you. Program coordinator Greta Compton says for men, this can be complicated.
They don't consider it trauma. It's just normal. But it's not normal to see someone stabbed in your backyard when you're 8. You know, that's just not normal and it's not healthy. And so a lot of what we do is help reframe that for them to understand that, yes, this has affected you. Now let's work on it.
Halleck says the work also has to consider a hierarchy of needs.
If I don't know where my next meal is going to come from, and if I don't know if I'm going to have a roof over my head, we're not going to be able to do breathing techniques to focus on my anxiety.
Halleck says a child that has a parent who is incarcerated is 8 times more likely to enter the criminal justice system.
For these families, even a single intervention helps boost resiliency and the ability to fight through whatever adverse experiences that they are having.
Langston Hughes has been employed for almost a year now. His daughter lives out of state, but when she comes to visit, he looks forward to parenting in every way.
I don't know if I should say this on the radio, but discipline. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like, she got a, you know, attitude problem. So, you know, try to stir and line her up in the right direction.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media, I'm Jill Sheridan.